This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Tuyen Lee. First name is Tuyen, T-U-Y-E-N, last name is Lee, L-E-Lee, date of birth 12-7-1986. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Doe. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Last name is last name is Stephanie Doe, address 1693 Flanagan Drive, F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Doe, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, D-O, Doe. Thank you for asking me to see this 35-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Tuyen, T-U-Y-E-N, Tuyen, developed a reaction on August 14th, 2022, which was manifested by a diffuse erythematous rash without any angioedema. There was no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, sneezing, or flushing, period. However, there was some abdominal pain and perhaps diarrhea, which resolved after a few hours, period. Actually, the rash was gone in 20 minutes, period. She was seen in emergency room and was prescribed Pepcid, prednisone, and cetirizine, and she did quite well, period. There's no history of any seasonal rhinitis, asthma, or any obvious allergies, period. There is no obvious food allergies, and there are no obvious food restrictions, and she has been in decent health, period. This happened after she ate two pieces of bread with coconut from a shop, from a Vietnamese store, period. There were no other foods eaten along with this particular snack, period. She has eaten this snack from the same shop many times, period. There is no Stephanie URI exercise or any ingestion of non-steroidal medications prior to this particular episode, period. Right now she's well, but is quite worried about allergies, period. Examination revealed moderate dermatographism, period. I discussed with Tuyen, T-U-Y-E-N, Tuyen, in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave her a lot of literature to read on dermatographism and allergies and answered all her questions, period. I told her to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. Skin allergy testing was completely normal, thus eliminating any obvious allergies. I did some lab work and her serum IgE is normal. However, her serum IgE is mildly elevated and I'm not sure what the significance is, period. Her serum tryptase is 2.5, and that would be normal, period. Overall, I don't believe, I don't believe she has any allergies, and it's just probably a reaction to the food, and certainly dermatographism is what she has been experiencing, she has and would be causing rashes, and perhaps would be causing rashes and some other problems, period. Right now, she's taking Zyrtec 10 milligram and is doing well, period. My final diagnosis, diffuse urticaria, possibly some possible some food reaction. Number two, no evidence of any allergies. My treatment plan, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. Number two, she can increase the dose up to 4 pills if needed. Number three, I don't believe she requires any food challenges or any other lab work right now, but certainly that might be required if she has more problems, period. Number four, repeat skin testing may be required in case she continues to have more reactions and reactions, period. At this point in time, we should. She does exhibit some anxiety and other non-specific symptoms, and that certainly could cause rashes and exacerbation of dirty urticaria. Period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient to your Lee. Thank you.